Would everyone in the Senate chamber and our guests in the galleries please rise for a prayer by our Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the letter to the Romans, we hear, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." O Lord God, King of the universe, in all our undertakings, grant us wisdom. Grant us faithfulness and success. Make our minds calm and serene. Free us from anxiety and worry so that we can make clear-minded decisions that are helpful for those we hope to help. And save us from doubt so our work is satisfactory and our study settled on true wisdom and our loyalty given only to you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, here. Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, here. Sirpoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Curls, here. Igel, here. Emery, here. Hageman, here. Holzman, here. Hoskins, here. Huff, here. Koenig, here. Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, here. Romine, here. Rowden, Sater, Schatz, here. Shoup, here. Sifton, here. Wallingford, here. Walsh, here. White, here. Whelan, here. Williams,
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 17th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The reading of the journal shall be waived. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 7th District.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 8, offered by Senator Holzman. A resolution relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose certain amendments to the United States Constitution which regulate elections.
Senator, would you care to explain your concurrent resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this body has passed this resolution out of this chamber for three consecutive sessions. This deals with transparency and campaign finance. We're asking that we have a discussion about it. We do not know what work product will come out of an Article 5 convention, but it is a tool available to us as the states as we try to continue our equality of federalism between the federal government. And I call on the House this year to pick up this resolution and pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Your resolution shall be printed in the journal. Senator, would you like to explain your concurrent resolution?
No explanation required, Mr. President, but I would, if I may, inquire from the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd District of St. Charles County, do you yield to an inquiry? He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, for accepting my inquiry.
Sure.
You and I have had some productive conversations over the weekend and into this morning, and I wanted to take a couple minutes to share some thoughts with the body. We had, I think, a really good week. Last week, we got a chance to hear the governor talk about his plan for the state, and I think that for some of us, we've had a chance to start digesting his budget for this fiscal year. And one of the things that it's been on the mind, I know, of this body and the legislature as a whole and the governor's office is that of transportation and infrastructure. I think that's been a theme that we've talked about repeatedly. And one of the features of the governor's...
And the subject of several of our bills.
Many bills. Yeah. Many bills. Yeah. And it was the subject of initiative petition, Prop P,
right.
That failed to do a vote of the people. And I know that's something we're going to be talking about. And specifically featured in the governor's budget was a plan to bond about $350 million to focus on bridges. In fact, I think you have this product, Senator.
I have a copy of it as
well.
It was
put out by the Missouri Department of Transportation, the Focus on Bridges list.
Right, right.
Are there any initial thoughts that come to mind as you look at this list of bridges? Because when we talk about indebting the state to spend more money on something as important as infrastructure, my natural question is, we want to spend $350 million. What are we going to spend it on? Well, here's the list. It's right here.
Here it is. Yes,
so
it is.
What do you notice in this list?
Well, you know, I think the first thing any of us do, whether we represent one county or a portion of one county or 12 counties, is we kind of flip through this and look at what bridges might be in need of repair, what bridges might be on this project list that might be in our own districts.
In our own district, that's correct.
And so I looked and I looked and I looked again,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't find any.
That's in the 2nd district you're talking about.
And that's
about.
In the 2nd district. So then I broadened broadened my search and I looked at... The 23rd senatorial district, which is your district, the other half of St. Charles County,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't find any there.
And I concur with that. So that's all of St. Charles County.
All of St. Charles County.
Not a single project that would be identified on this list of current bridge repairs that would be paid for by this new bonding method. Is that how you're taking
right.
this?
That's how I take this.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, Senator, I would say I think it's important.
And it's not just us, you know.
No, and I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I think it's also not important to try to perceive the conversation as through such a simple lens of, well, if I'm not getting something
right.
out of this, then I'm not going to be supportive. That's not where I'm intending to go.
But
I do think, as we looked through the list, I was actually surprised by the number of districts that aren't addressed in this funding plan. The senator from the 8th, the senator from the 15th, there are no projects in those. There were a number of districts where maybe only one project.
I want to remind our colleagues, if you have conversations that are going to be excessive, please take them to the side chambers so that the senators can hear each other and debate. I'm sorry for the interruption. Senators, please continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've noticed that there are many districts that don't appear to be addressed by the current plan.
Right. Right.
And that many of the bridge work, which may in fact be a very necessary need for the people of Missouri, seem to be kind of slanted in one way or another. So I'm not sure. Maybe this is just a starting point.
Yeah.
Would you concur with my assessment?
Well, I hope it's only a starting point. I mean, if you look, for instance, at all of St. Louis City and all of St. Louis County, I believe there are only a total of 3 projects.
Three, okay, yeah, that's correct.
And which I believe add up to $14 million, which is 4% of $351 million. Now, I would imagine that St. Louis City and St. Charles County together comprise much more than 4% of the annual revenues of the state of Missouri. And, well, I know St. Charles County comprises more than 0% of the revenues of the state of Missouri. So, yeah, I hope that this list is a, you know, it has a fancy cover and a nice picture of a bridge project going on. But I hope this is just a starting point for discussion.
I think it's a starting point.
Yes.
I think that we've got a long way to go. And, you know, one of the reasons I suspect we set up MoDOT in the way that we did, and I say we as a state,
right,
is that there was a desire, there was a thought process to kind of remove politics from making precisely these kind of decisions.
Right, right.
Now, at the same time, if we're going to talk about bonding,
right,
perhaps having the equal representation that we have in the legislature perhaps is a better way to go about this so all voices can be heard.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to that. As I said last week, I think that the governor has taken a positive step forward by moving away from a discussion about tax increases. You also made a comment, and I don't mean to call attention to it, but you also made a comment that I think is very well taken, and that is everybody here probably in this room that owns a home is used to the idea of taking out debt for the purchase of a large asset when
right,
we buy a home. How many people have taken out a mortgage so that they could make the purchase of what, for many of us, for me, is our largest asset? I think that's a normal, reasonable function of how our culture works.
Right.
So I think that there are probably instances where bonding and debt financing probably makes sense, particularly for some of our big projects. I'll give you an example, maybe I-70. We've been talking about the need to get work done and replacement of I-70 for some years.
Right.
I don't know yet if it's the right answer for all these little projects, because
right,
if you need to go buy a new set of towels or have, you know, some smaller project, I don't want to declassify it or make it sound like they're not important. But if you have a smaller project, a smaller repair, you generally don't take out large loans for that.
Be done under
but
current cash flow.
Maybe it could yeah, be done under current cash flow.
Yeah.
And I would point out that our fiscal year 2020 budget will start with a starting balance of over $600 million. $600 million will be on our starting balance for fiscal year 2020. So before we even get to a conversation of debt, I think there is a lot of flexibility to even look at the resources that we have. Now, I've always talked about that in terms of tax cuts and other relief, but if we want to address infrastructure, we're in a better position today as a state to address that without some of these other mechanisms maybe than we've ever been before.
Perhaps so.
So, Senator, I didn't want to take up a lot of time. I just wanted to kind of share those thoughts with the body. Thank you much for the inquiry.
Of your concerns. Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Franklin County, for what reason do you stand?
Mr. President, can I inquire from the Senator from St. Charles?
Senator, would you give me a district number on that?
The 23rd. Senator from 23rd.
The junior senator from St. Charles County from the 23rd District. Do you yield to an inquiry?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, obviously,
we got the jab in there. The president got the jab in there. That's my favorite jab. Good afternoon, Senator.
The junior senator from St. Charles. Anyway, no, I listened to your conversation there. Again, I think you obviously bring some points up, but I want to make sure that we reiterate a few points here. You know, that all of these bridge projects that have been identified by the governor mm-hmm, are in the strategic infrastructure plan. That is an ongoing 5-year plan that is determined by the regional planning partners. So it's not something that they pulled off the wall. These are planned projects that are already in that 5-year rolling plan. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the process in which that, again, when we look at how do we determine that strategic plan, again, the regional planning partners, the East-West Gateways, the Merrimack Regional Planning Council, all of those identify the needs in their particular area of their district. And those things get put on that strategic plan, taken then to the body of commissioners, and then the commissioners ultimately move that forward, and they collectively agree. So, again, I will say this, that, you know, the fact of the matter is that one of the reasons why they have done it that way is to take some of the politics out of this so that it is a collective thing that the commissioners have the ability, again, so geography doesn't necessarily dictate. And I do realize that obviously we can talk about, you know, how much revenue is generated in what area and whatever, but I can tell you we're all part of the same system. We're all part of the same transportation network system. So I just want to make sure that we don't forget that there is a process that we've been following for a multitude of years. And you were in on the 21st Century Task Force, as I was, and they explained how that process was developed. And it's the one that has been working. Is it all but perfect? It's probably not. but it's the best thing that we got going in order to identify the critical needs that we have in Missouri's transportation. So I think it's fair to say that these projects that are put out there are something that have been well thought. So,
Senator, I think there's a lot that you just said that I absolutely agree with. By the way, I'm going to miss your influence on the Transportation Committee, because you know I always had a good time presenting bills in your Transportation Committee.
Yes, you've had some fun in there.
I also think your point is well taken, that we do have a process that was designed to get away from the politics, and the process that we put in place to get items onto the strategic infrastructure plan does a good job in many senses. I want to leave you with an example from my district where that particular process has actually kind of collapsed in on itself. And I'll give you the example of, and I'm sure you've driven through this interchange. The interchange in St. Charles County is actually the senator from the 2nd district, the interchange at Highway 40 and 70.
Been there.
That interchange has been identified by the Missouri Department of Transportation and actually federal authorities as being the number one bottleneck at any point of our interstate network anywhere in the state. It's the number one bottleneck. Even though that's not in my district, the traffic jams that are derived from that stretch all the way to my district, which is how I got engaged in this process in the first place. Yes. But in spite of that being the number one project or the number one bottleneck in the entire state, it doesn't show up in the 5 or 10 year plan. And I think that it's an example. When you say the system's not perfect, and I agree with that, but it's a good system that generally does a good job. There's probably room for tweaking, and I would say it's not because the people in my region haven't been highlighting that particular project as a priority in recent years.
Sure. Well, and again, I'm not sure where that particular geography, what regional planning partner, if they're a member of East West Gateway, or what regional planning partner they're in. But again, I think that's where that continuous rolling plan, that 5-year process in which they try to identify the needs, the transportation needs. Again, it's not perfect, and that's probably something that has developed over time, and that it's kind of became an issue, and it's been identified as that. And so I'm certain that those regional planning partners are beginning to identify that and try to move that up through the process in order to get that the attention that's necessary. So, you know, the conversation, again, I think that what we will have, and whether or not there's enough bridge projects in one district over another district, again, I just want to make sure that people realize that we do have a process. We're not going outside the bounds of that process, but we're looking at what's on the strategic plan, what has been identified. These aren't projects that we're manufacturing. We're not looking for shovel-ready projects, because they're already there. They do exist. But these are long-term investments. If we go down this path, these are long-term investments that are going to be around to serve us for many years after that bonding debt is retired. If that occurs, that is going to be the case.
So. I miss our days on the 21st Century Task Force as well, because I noticed you and I were two of the most passionate people on, on that task force.
We obviously were passionate in two different directions. So, but thank you, Senator. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator from Callaway County.
Request a few moments of personal privilege.
Senator from Callaway County has requested a moment of personal privilege. Senator, continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. This weekend in Holt Summit, which is right across the Missouri River Bridge in Callaway County, we had a devastating fire in an apartment complex that displaced about 30 families. Luckily, no one was injured. All the families got out. It happened in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m., and I wanted to give a shout out to all the first responders who came, and I just want to read all of the the county fire districts that came to help our Holt Summit, and they are the South Callaway Fire District, Millersburg Fire District, Central Callaway Fire District, Fulton Fire District, New Bloomfield Fire District, Jefferson City Fire District, Osage Fire District, and Cole County Fire Districts. The fire departments all came and helped respond to this fire. It was very devastating. It was cold and windy, and because of the high winds, it went up in flames very quickly. These families are all displaced. A couple of the churches have opened up their churches to give them a place to sleep and stay. They've had a number of clothing donations, so many that they ask that maybe those stop, and if someone is asking, wanting to help a little bit, the families are needing some cash, you know, buy some meals and some necessities. So I just wanted to thank all the first responders and Mr. President, in your area, I caught myself, a number of the fire departments in your area also responded, and I'm just very grateful for them.
Thank you, Senator. It was a great effort to for a terrible tragedy. We are on the order of business of concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the senior senator of St. Charles County.
Senate Bill number 279, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to abortion.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, today marks a tragic day in the history of our great nation, the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade. On this day, January 22nd, 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court, in what Justice Byron White called an exercise of raw judicial power, struck down the abortion laws of all 50 states of our union. Despite this, in the last 46 years, operating under constitutional strictures that would have been unknown to our founders and the drafters of our Constitution, pro-life legislators have been able to make considerable progress, including in this state, in protecting the health and safety of women, in protecting pregnancy care centers and the great work that they do, and in doing what we can to protect innocent human life, especially late in pregnancy. Mr. President, today I am introducing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. It has been said that societies will be remembered by how they protect their weakest and most vulnerable. Scientific and medical evidence make it clear that unborn children feel pain, possibly as early as 7 weeks, and definitely by 20 weeks. With this act, Missouri will join 16 other states to protect these vulnerable among us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Barry County was the first audible senator I recognize.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The senior citizen, Senator from Barry. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill from the only senator from Barry County.
Senate Bill number 280, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to certain collaborative practice arrangements.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill eliminates the geographic proximity requirements for assistant physicians, physician assistants, and nurse practitioners when they are volunteering at a alternatives to abortion clinic. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator. Introduction of bills. The improved senator from Phelps County, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 281, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to occupational diseases diagnosed in first responders.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 282, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the disposition of human remains.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Mr. President, no need for further explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 283, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to higher education financial aid for families of military members.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 284, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to a sales tax for public safety.
Senator, would you care to explain that bill?
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President. Thank you,
Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of the appointments have been distributed on the desk. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Send your report forward.
Mr. President, I also request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, Senator from Franklin, proceed.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from Franklin, Senator from Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 5th.
To inquire the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd. Senator from the 2nd. Since you are finished with the conversation with the senator from North County, would you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 5th?
I will.
Senator, I don't mean to interrupt the senator from the 26th motion. However, I just heard you introducing, was it a bill or a resolution?
The bill.
It's a bill. And can you elaborate on what it is you're trying to do here? Because I didn't hear you. I was outside.
Yeah, sure. The bill is the Unborn Child Pain Capable Protection Act. It's clear based on medical and scientific evidence that unborn children at an early age in their gestational development are capable of feeling pain. And actually, our informed consent laws for a number of years have recognized that and have incorporated it into the informed consent documents.
But
what this would do is to protect children 20 weeks of gestation or older.
What if you have an individual that was raped by her uncle?
Well, Senator, I'm sorry, I do not believe in the death penalty for the crime of the father.
So if a young girl father rapes her, you are telling her that she will have to be scorned mentally for the rest of her life simply because you will not allow her to decide what she should do with her own body.
Senator, that's what I don't like about all your stuff. Right now, as our law stands, there's broad constitutional protections, right or wrong. throughout pregnancy, the for whatever reason, and including the one you cite, what this would do is protect 20-week-old unborn children from.
But what if a woman doesn't want to have a child? Who are you to dictate and tell her that she have to bring a child into this world when she understands that she cannot afford to take care of it? I mean, and you know and I know that a child that it was not prepared by way of husband and wife, that it costs hundreds and hundreds of thousands from the time that they're born to the time they're grown. Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for the child to make sure? And that's what really gets me, is that you want them to have the baby. And we have this conversation time after time after time. You want them to have a baby, but you cut off every social mechanisms that they need to be able to help provide for the children that they're telling you that they can't afford.
What social welfare programs have been repealed?
TANF is one of them.
What?
TANF is one of them. You cut women's TANFs simply because they wouldn't fill out. I mean, that you cut off their TANF simply because they didn't go get a drug test, or you cut off their TANF because they didn't go apply for unemployment or whatever, or job, or go look for a job at a certain period of time. You cut them off all the time.
Senator, what is the TANF bill? The TANF bill was filed at the federal level signed by President Bill Clinton, who vetoed it twice and signed it the third time it was on his desk and took credit for it. And at that moment, President Clinton said, "Today we have ended welfare as we've known it." And over time, welfare roles used to be aid to families with dependent children, now TANF roles have shrunk. Do you know what happens to those people who get off those TANF roles?
You know what happened to them? The females are incarcerated now.
There's
a high incarceration rate among females due to the fact of that senator from the 26th cutting women off TANF.
Senator, I will get you a study from the Brookings Institute.
I don't care about no study, Senator.
No conservative
I'm telling you what
with
I know.
That. That says quite the opposite, Senator. Those
Listen,
those
you can
individuals,
make a study say anything, okay?
And if
let's talk about facts, okay? We talk about women here. The incarceration rate among females has risen drastically as a result of the terrible pieces of legislation that the senator from the 26th push and promotes the 29th push and promotes every single year. And I'm telling you, it's okay for you to try to cut welfare for women and children, but you give tons and tons and tons of corporate welfare to big corporations and tax breaks.
Senator, we might agree on
your point.
We're
going to have a conversation about this later.
Welfare, but I challenge you to.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of. We're on the motion from the senator from Franklin. Does any senator desire to be heard on the approval of the gubernatorial appointments report? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion on the approval of the gubernatorial committee report. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is confirmed, adopted. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to domestic violence offenders.
Judicial and civil criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42, an act relating to extreme risk order of protection.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43, an act relating to video lottery.
Progress and development. Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 44, an act relating to sports wagering.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45, an act relating to health care for persons with disabilities.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 48.
Senate Bill 48, an act relating to short-term major medical policies.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49, an act relating to enforcement of judgments and decrees against insurance companies.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50, an act relating to taxation.
Education, Senate Bill 50 was Ways and Means. Excuse me. Senate Bill 50 was Ways and Means. Senate Bill 51.
Senate Bill 51, an act relating to charter schools.
Education. Senate Bill 52.
Senate Bill 52, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 53.
Senate Bill 53, an act relating to duties of county officials.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 54.
Senate Bill 54, an act relating to interest rates on payments by insurers.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 55.
Senate Bill 55, an act relating to low-income rate authorization for water corporations and sewer corporations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Injury, and Environment, Senate Bill 56.
Senate Bill 56, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, an act relating to certain infrastructure facilities.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 58.
Senate Bill 58, an act relating to tax credits for job creation.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 59.
Senate Bill 59, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 60.
Senate Bill 60, an act relating to victims of certain crimes.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 61.
Senate Bill 61, an act relating to tax deduction for educator expenses.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 62.
Senate Bill 62, an act relating to civil actions.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 63.
Senate Bill 63, an act relating to labor organizations.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 64.
Senate Bill 64, an act relating to sanctuary policies for municipalities.
General Laws, Senate Bill 65.
Senate Bill 65, an act relating to punitive damages.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 66.
Senate Bill 66, an act relating to water safety and security.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 67.
Senate Bill 67, an act relating to the provision of emergency medical treatment.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 68.
Senate Bill 68, an act relating to workforce development.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 69.
Senate Bill 69, an act relating to court proceedings.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 71. Senate Bill 69 was Government Reform. Senate Bill 70.
Senate Bill 70, an act relating to personal care assistance services.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 71.
Senate Bill 71, an act relating to workers' compensation premiums.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 72.
Senate Bill 72, an act relating to property tax assessments of electric companies.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 73.
Senate Bill 73, an act relating to reading intervention in schools.
Senate Bill 74.
Senate Bill 74, an act relating.
Can we go back to 73? He needs to name the committee.
Senate Bill 73 was education. Sorry.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill 74.
Senate Bill 74, an act relating to prison terms.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 75.
Senate Bill 75, an act relating to the carrying of a concealed weapon.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 76.
Senate Bill 76, an act relating to work and community engagement requirements for certain Mo HealthNet participants.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 77.
Senate Bill 77, an act relating to the Medicaid Global Waiver.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 78.
Senate Bill 78, an act relating to the Missouri RX Plan.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 79.
Senate Bill 79, an act relating to municipal ordinance violations.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 80.
Senate Bill 80, an act relating to teacher employment.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 81.
Senate Bill 81, an act relating to administrative law procedures.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 82.
Senate Bill 82, an act relating to health care facilities.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 83.
Senate Bill 83, an act relating to child relocation.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 84.
Senate Bill 84, an act relating to geologic resource fees.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 85.
Senate Bill 85, an act relating to sales tax filing dates.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 86.
Senate Bill 86, an act relating to funding for senior services.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 87.
Senate Bill 87, an act relating to tax refund donations for pediatric cancer research.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 88.
Senate Bill 88, an act relating to guardians ad litem.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 89.
Senate Bill 89, an act relating to commercial driver's licenses.
Senate Bill 90. Sorry, that was transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 90.
Senate Bill 90, an act relating to employment security.
Small business and industry.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I am sending forward the names of the Escort Committee for the State Judiciary, and I ask that they be read.
Send the judiciary names forward. Madam Secretary, once the Senator from Franklin finds his report, please read the Escort Committee.
Escort Committee for State of the Judiciary. Senator Emery, Senator Hageman, Senator Luchtemeyer, Senator Onder, Senator White, Senator Sifton, Senator Rizzo, Senator May, Senator Nasheed, Senator Holzman.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the governor? And if so, I would ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal. And there is also a copy on everyone's desk.
There are messages. Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from the 5th.
I would like to make an announcement. I am happy to say to each and every one of you that tomorrow will be our fourth annual Sex Trafficking Awareness Day at the Capitol. This is the fourth year. Hopefully it will continue throughout the years. Our mistress of ceremony would be representative from the 79th district. Introduction would be the representative from the 66th district. Welcoming would be representative from the 88th district. Greetings from representatives from the 78th district. And we will also have greetings from the representative from the 132nd district, as well as the senator from the 19th district. Keynote speaker would be none other than the 5th senatorial district senator. And we will also have the senator from the 2nd district to represent the legislative perspective around sex trafficking. I would like for each and every one of you to stop by. We will have approximately 30 vendors here that are trying to educate us on the importance of us knowing how important this silent epidemic is, because truly this is the modern day form of slavery. So please come out and, you know, get informed tomorrow, and that would be from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.